desperately disappointed coming in the end.
When you lose three goals for corners, all three headers, it's always frustrating. I can't remember a game you lose three goals for corners. So it's just individual mistakes, switching off, allowing the guy you're playing against to get in front of you and win their headers. So it's obviously something we need to look at, but it's really poor for us, really poor.
Obviously, the first goal, the guys headed it off the bar, and they've reacted quicker to the second ball as well. Yeah. Obviously, losing the winning goal must be desperately disappointing, but given that you'd already suffered two goals from corners, are you really disappointed that they weren't switched on, because they knew, obviously...
It's obviously good delivery, and they're a big team, they're aggressive. It looked probably the only way they were going to score without being disrespectful. For a set piece, that's probably the most dangerous they were. But from our point of view, you've got to defend better than that. You've got to make sure there's no free headers in the box. And we've just never done that. Especially working so hard to get ourselves back in the game as well, twice. And then we go and throw it away.
You've not got your troubles to seek, obviously. The bench was a bit light again. Are you hoping to try and get Petrovic
in
as quickly as possible?
It's frustrating when you see Petrovic's clearance. We're still awaiting that. You get signed on Thursday, so you're hoping that by Saturday, by the game, that it come through. So it's took a bit longer than expected. You'd expect it to move a wee bit quicker than that. I'm sure if it was a bigger club, one of the Premier League clubs, I'm sure it would have got done right away. But it wasn't the case. Even with Michael as well, that was done yesterday at lunchtime. So I don't understand the transfer window that it's not done. Especially an age which is when everything's just a touch of a button. So it shouldn't be hard to authorise it. So now really frustrating. Obviously just now we've got a couple of injuries as well, but the boys that played are good enough to go and win the game. They showed getting back in the game, scoring two goals, and throwing it away again. We're making it hard for ourselves. We're shooting ourselves in the foot at the moment.
Two home defeats in succession, Alan. How do you manage to lift the team for their game next
week? We need to defend better. It's pure and simple. It's too many goals we're losing. They're cheap goals as well. The keeper's actually lost six goals the last two games and not a save. So he's actually not a save to make. There's not been a shot on target the last two games. And yet we've lost six goals. So no, really frustrating. And obviously that's where we need to improve. Because you shouldn't have to score three, four goals to win a game of football.
Thanks, Alan.
That's great.
Cheers.